cancer rehab programs in Australia have more than doubled in the last 10 years, but many survivors still can't get the help they need. La Trobe University researchers say rehab that includes exercise can boost quality of life. However, issues like poor funding, limited access, and inconsistent referrals are holding people back. Here's Dr. Amy Dennett from La Trobe University sharing her thoughts on cancer rehab.
It's a real multifaceted problem, but I think to sum it up, it's probably that exercise is not being prioritised as a key part of cancer care, even though guidelines strongly recommend exercise is integrated into people's care. So this then flows down into specialists not having discussions about exercise and cancer. And part of that is around them maybe not knowing what advice to give or not knowing where they can refer people to get the right advice. But also it flows into funding as well. So exercise rehab is not being prioritised in health services as being a core part of rehabilitation programs. So for example, to compare it with other diseases, in heart disease, if you have a heart attack, it's prioritised and known that you then get a referral to cardiac rehab. And if you have a hip fracture, it's just routine process that you go to rehab. But if you have cancer, because it is a newer area, it just doesn't happen. And we don't have the same level of information from a health economics point of view that people or people who have that power to allow funding for these programs to be established. So I think it's a bit of a combination, but I think it's we need to switch our thinking about exercise being a very important part of cancer recovery. It's not just a nice to have, it's a need to have. And therefore, we need to invest money into it so we can then provide the programs and have the discussions that we need to have.
Your research found that exercise is like the one of the most powerful tools for recovery. So how does exercise change the patient's life?
So exercise can have a huge impact on someone's quality of life and can really make a difference when people are receiving treatment, even before they even have treatment, getting them prepared for surgery so they can have a better outcome after their surgery or after their chemotherapy. And we have irrefutable evidence, so lots and lots of research that says exercise can help support reducing side effects. So particularly things like cancer-related fatigue, which most people will have at some point in time and is one of the most debilitating side effects of cancer treatment. Exercise can actually counter that and help people be more active and do the things that they want to be able to do sooner, even if they have had quite intensive treatment. It also helps improve their mood and prevents people from being as isolated during their cancer experience because it connects them with other cancer survivors potentially. But one of the most important things that we now have evidence from a large trial that was done this year is that exercise can even impact cancer, the fact that it can return. So we know that we can reduce cancer recurrence and reduce the risk of early death from cancer by up to 37%, which is as high as some chemotherapy drugs. So we really have strong evidence that there's the patient-related outcomes and their experience, but there's also these direct cancer outcomes that potentially exercise can impact. So exercise in conjunction to your treatment can help you live longer and stop the cancer coming back.
And the lack of funding is a big challenge. So what does that mean in practice for the survivors trying to get support?
So it just simply means that there's not the programs available for people to access, particularly in public health services. So we know that people with cancer, it's hard enough to exercise anyway if you don't have any chronic health condition. Yet if you put cancer on top of that, You really do need some specialized support from a physiotherapist or an exercise physiologist so people can be guided to do it safely. And sometimes the best place to do that is within a supported hospital setting where people are getting their cancer treatment. So if we had more funding, we could have these exercise professionals in the places where people are receiving treatment to make it easier for them to get started on that journey and support them to be active, whether it be before, during, or after cancer treatment, and then set them up for long-term health outcomes. So really, if we had more funding, we would have more people who are qualified to be able to provide the real specialized support that these people need.
Yeah, and more programs are now offering like telehealth services. How will that change the experience for the cancer patients, especially like those in regional areas?
Yeah, so it certainly has improved access to a certain extent of people to be able to exercise in those areas because many of those people that live in rural and regional areas, we know that health professionals don't necessarily have conversations with them about exercise because they know that exercise services are not in their area. So they think, well, why bother? But now they can tap into some of these supports that are at the larger hospitals. So, for example, where I work at Eastern Health, we are a very large geographical area that has metropolitan sites, but we also have some outer eastern regional sites. And we now have a telehealth program that people from Warburton, Yarra Valley, they can all tap into our expert support that usually is only delivered at one turner. So it certainly offers the flexibility and convenience to a cohort of patients that might not have otherwise had any access to exercise.
That was Dr. Amy Dennett from La Trobe University speaking with The Wire's Yan Wang.